Slowly, she climbed the circular stairs in the tower, drawn against her will to what waited at the top. Halfway there, she paused. She heard the sound of the tower door close below her. Had it been a hand that closed it? She looked down. The thought that she might be trapped made her dizzy. She touched the wall to steady herself. There was an eerie coldness to the stones beneath her hand. She lifted her head. She listened. She heard nothing, but she knew someone was up there, waiting for her. And whoever it was knew she was coming. Slowly, she took another step and another. Higher, higher. With each step, her fear grew until it seemed to swirl around her like a cape that held no warmth. Herculia stopped reading and let the book fall to her lap. "Are you positive this is the book you want me to read?" she asked. The old man on the bed blinked his eyes once. That meant yes. "Well, I'm getting spooked," Herculia said. "Particularly because this house, your house, has a tower attached to it. It's exactly like this one, isn't it?" One blink. Yes. "Have you ever been up there?" Yes. "What's up there?" "Oh, I forgot. You can't answer that kind of question. Only yes or no." "Is there a room up there?" Yes. "Does the tower have circular stairs?" Yes. "That was stupid of me. I guess all towers do. Either that or they have a ladder." Herculia glanced out the window. She could see the tower now. It rose, black and forbidding. Part of the house, and yet somehow separate. Halfway up the tower, there were windows. They were slits so deep in the stone that no daylight could come through. Herculia paused in thought. Her hands tightened on the book in her lap. The silence continued. Herculia had come here to read to Mr. Hunt. Her mother, a private detective, had asked her to do this. Mr. Hunt was, or had been, one of her mother's clients. "Why was he a client?" Herculia had asked, instantly curious. "What did he want you to do?" "That doesn't concern you." Herculia had leaned forward, more interested than ever. "What did he want you to find?" "That's what all old people want you to do. Find someone or something from their past." Her mother's wry smile made Herculia think she had hit the mark. "So what could it have been?" she went on thoughtfully. "What could have happened? Murder? Was it a murder?" Her gray eyes lit up. "It was murder, wasn't it? Whatever it was, happened a long time ago." "So it was murder." Her mother lifted one hand to silence her. "If you're going to play detective..." "Mom, I don't play detective. I have solved 6 murders." She began to count them on her fingers. "Mr. Cruel, Madam Rosa..." Her mom sighed, and Herculia discontinued her list. "Oh, all right. What do you want me to do?" "Just read to him for an hour or so. The man is lonely. He can't move at all since his stroke. He can only blink his eyes. One blink for yes, 2 for no." "How awful!" "Sure, I'll do it. Actually, I enjoy reading to people. What kind of book would an old man like? Something about old horses, old airplanes, or..." She grinned. "Old women. I'll take a bunch of books, so he'll have a choice. First thing tomorrow, I'll go to the library and load up with books." "Oh, there's a huge library at the house. You won't need to take anything." "A huge library? This old man has a huge library in his house?" Her mom hesitated a moment before she answered. "Have you ever heard of Shivers Hunt?" "Mom, not the Shivers Hunt." "There couldn't be but one. Mom, you mean I'd actually get to go inside Haunt House?